Looks like to me. Oh, those are in person. Never mind. Okay, let me see if I can get some of these people that are set in the afternoon, because I'm going to have to leave if we don't get them done.
Doug,
my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County BOE. You have your appeal set this afternoon, but we'd like to see if we could take you up early. I'll call back here in a bit. Thank you. Okay, do you want to bring that to me? I don't want to say it on the air. Or pass it down the line. Or is it up there? That's the one I have.
The middle one.
Oh, the middle one. Okay, well, I'll try that.
Thank you for calling the Allstate office of Douglas Felch. You're in good hands. This call will be monitored and recorded. In a few words, tell me why you're calling today.
Taney County BOE.
I'm not sure about that.
I didn't think you would be.
How can I help?
Doug Felch, please.
Okay, let me get you to someone who can help. One moment, please.
Yes, my name is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We're calling a number off of an application for a tax appeal for Doug, and we didn't know if he would be available. We tried the cell phone and did not get anybody.
You tried calling Doug's cell phone? He's probably in a meeting or working. Did you leave him a message?
We did, but we had this number on the application as well, so that's why we called. So we didn't know if he was available. But he's not there, so I guess we'll just wait.
I mean, we're all at different locations, sir. So
gotcha.
Can you tell me again who you are?
My name is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. It just has to do with a... But anyway.
And I apologize. I'm writing all this information down, so it's new information for my brain to process and write down. So David Akers, county what?
Taney County Board of Equalization. We just like to take up his, he just has property in Taney County. We just like to take up his issue early, if we could, because he said this afternoon, but we'd like to take it up this morning. But anyway, we'll try to call his cell phone back here after a bit. Okay?
Okay. I'll text him a message as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We've got, that's a Branson Shops, Kohl's. Ooh.
Can I say something?
Yeah. On Kohl's?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That came in last night after 5 o'clock, apparently, because I've never seen that before.
Okay.
Now, they did appeal a couple years ago, so we'll be at the same price as we were. We haven't redone them.
All right, but we don't have it. Do we even have any?
Do we know what they're appealing?
That's probably just valuation, I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
They do an analysis of some sort, income approach or something.
No, they never contacted us. We've heard nothing yet.
Okay, and this is another, problem with the brick-and-mortar sales, just like anything else. They're wanting a value, they're wanting a valuation with a cap rate and all that kind of stuff. So We just got it last night. Neither of us have evaluated it. Mm-hmm. Do you? Anyway, I guess we'll just wait. We'll wait till later this morning or early this afternoon and figure out if that's something we want to do.
So I will tell you that we're getting lots of appeals now, I think, at the last minute because they're trying to go with the dark store theory. So.
Yesterday was the deadline. There will not be any.
Okay. Last night. All right. So with respect to this afternoon, I'm going to continue to try to call these and see if they look to be mostly nightly rentals. We got that DJ.
Douglas is waiting for you to call him.
Who?
Douglas.
The one you just tried.
13.
The Polish.
All right. I'll try him. Hey, Doug, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
We know we got you set this afternoon, but we're hoping we could take you up early. Is this just a nightly rental property?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And do you all own any other nightly rental properties in Taney County?
No, just that one.
All right. What we've been doing on these is on the first one, we give you a break. We go 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you acquire any more and put them in a rental program, then they'd be 100% commercial. So we can give you that mixed-use classification if that's what you're looking for.
Is that what everybody's settling on? Or?
Well, basically, we have done this since 2021, and we apply it equally across the board. So you're being treated the same as everyone else. I hope that answers your question.
My only input on it was if we knew they were going to tax that development commercially, I never would have invested.
The development itself, I mean, if you use the property for any other purpose besides nightly rental, then you still get the residential classification. In other words, if you do long-term rental or if you just use it as your own residence, but when you put it in a nightly rental program, it becomes business opportunity, and that's when we give you a break on the first one, and it's a pretty substantial break because it's only 25% commercial. But if you have any other properties, we consider that you've got a nightly rental business going. So with respect to this property, is the only appeal classification?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's the one I have in Taney County.
But you didn't appeal valuation or anything,
yeah.
Correct?
No.
Just
no.
Classification. All right. As to BOE 418, I would make a motion to be classified as 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. You get a decision within a couple of days, Douglas, and we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to go on to BOE 399. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting first name. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know we've got you scheduled for this afternoon, but we're hoping to take you up early.
Yes, that'd be great. I'm outside, so I don't.
This only take
two questions for today.
Probably only take a couple minutes. Is this the only property, rental property, or nightly rental property, I should clarify, in Taney County that you guys own?
Yes.
Okay. What we've been doing is giving on your first one a mixed-use classification, 25% commercial, 75% residential. But if you acquire any other properties in Taney County, which you put in a nightly rental program, those would be 100% commercial.
Okay.
Is this just a classification appeal?
Value and
disposition. Okay. So
she marked all three.
All right. You've checked some other boxes besides the classification. I'm assuming those are related to the classification issue.
Yes.
Okay, so you're not really disputing the value or discrimination if we give you this mixed use. Okay.
Correct.
So are you okay with withdrawing everything except the classification, and I'll make that motion?
Yes.
Okay. As to BOE 399, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You get a decision within a couple days, and we appreciate you owning Taney County and taking us up early. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. I'm going to go on to BOE
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Trey, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know you got you scheduled this afternoon, but we'd like to take you up early if we can. I'll try back here in a bit. Thank you.
That one is a valuation on a residential property.
I do want to say on that particular one, in my system, his value, his appraisal is $403,670, and his total assessed is $76,700.
We have on our sheet that it's
$357,410. So I figured out yesterday that if you look what she put here, the value that's on our agenda is what shows up on the front page, and then if adjustments were made,
well, her value at this point is way up, or it's almost 50,000 above what we have on our sheet.
But
the
he's
card
in,
he received was 430.
Okay,
he's in Branson Hills.
Okay,
so it actually came down 30,000 compared to the card.
Unfortunately, the front page value is what's being pulled onto the agenda, not the
PDF. This isn't a nightly rental. This is
residence.
Okay. All right, the next two are the ones where we already made a motion, I think, on DJ properties, but we were waiting on the other one because...
So DJ owned the property by himself, and that was the son, I believe.
It's just a fancy house in
Branson. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, that's in Branson Hills. Got it. All right, so we ruled on DJ.
No, I know.
But on either one of these, have we already ruled?
DJJJEP is, I think, the father or father-in-law, and we haven't ruled on it yet. That's the one we tabled. So,
but we gave him a break on DJDJ if the 25-75.
Yes. And so what we need to do on...
Is give his 50%
yes.
tax exempt. Okay. All right. Well, here's what we'll do. I'll wait. I'll call them. Yeah. This is.
Is this our 11 o'clock?
We got the word late last night. We left that voicemails with everybody that we could. We were here at 7 trying to reschedule.
Okay.
I apologize if.
Okay.
So, what does that mean?
All right, is this BOE 377 and 380? This is Fall Creek Townhomes and Bluffview Apartments? Or
correct. It's low-income housing, and like I said, we've just finished the calculations. We need to check them, and then we will go over them with Mr. Rudy and Mr. Shantz, but we're not ready at this moment.
Gotcha. Okay. So you just didn't get a hold of Dan in time? Okay. All right. It's my understanding that the assessor's office, Dan, has made a bunch of the adjustments that are being requested. Is that, or the evaluations on it?
Correct.